Welcome to Highwind Herald, a podcast where two Final Fantasy-obsessed brothers discuss everything from Azura to Zell and all things in between.
We are your hosts, Wolfgens and Soloists, Brothers of Light. Hey everybody, and welcome to episode 117. We're back from our unexpected week off, but I'm Wolfgens. I've got Soloist over there, and I just got to say, you have a fan on because your hair is doing this.
No, it's
whooshy thing.
I do have a fan on, but it's doing that because I took a nap, and the loose hairs are no longer hairsprayed to my scalp, so they're just kind of going crazy.
Yeah,
it's bothering me.
Like one of those wind tunnels or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, kick me off, man. Trivia. Let's do this. Let's start this thing.
1997, Square Enix did the unthinkable by releasing Final Fantasy VII and having one of their characters obscenely and wrongly use the R word, which shocked me when I first played it and read it.
Oh, yeah.
Who said that word? Who committed?
It's got to be Sid.
It's not.
It's not.
I knew you wouldn't guess it.
Because I swear I thought I remembered him.
He might too. I just don't remember that part.
What's her name? What's her name? The lady that Sid lives with.
No, that's not it.
Well, I thought he said that there.
He probably did.
Would have been Barrett.
It's not Barrett.
All right, hold on. Man, who else, what other character would use something like that? I don't know. Who was it?
It was Tifa.
Was it?
If you're at Midgar and you do the right choice, which is hilarious, to choose to walk up the stairs instead of take the elevator, Tifa tells Barrett to stop acting like a...
Really?
And walk. And it is up... There's a very old clip of me playing that game from 2 years ago. Pausing it and going, well, like in shock. Like, did Tifa just?
I miss that. A lot of that dialogue goes by so fast from
the
stairs.
Part's so funny.
I don't like seeing that word in media myself.
Well, it's all definitely
the 90s. It used it a lot in the 90s.
Yeah, in its defense, it was a product of its time.
Yeah.
Remake definitely took that out.
Defense necessarily.
Yeah, I mean, no, yeah, true.
Still was offensive back then, but I mean, a lot of 90s media uses is
Remake definitely took it out.
Interesting. I did not know that. I swear I thought it would have been Sid.
It probably is Sid, too. We might be coming back here in a few weeks with a part follow-up to that question.
Yeah. Speaking of Final Fantasy VII, I'm assuming you finished it by now.
I am currently right past the Dine section.
You were going to finish
it the OG Final Fantasy VII. The day after I beat Rebirth, I craved more Final Fantasy VII that much that I went to replay the original. And I thought I thought it would be just an afternoon thing that I did. No, I'm like 9 hours in, and I
still didn't go back and play Integrate though.
Not yet. I thought while I was playing, I got about 5 hours in. I was like, this is very impulsive. I could have been I could be playing Crisis Core or Integrate.
You should actually.
But Crisis here I am playing the OG. I'm already too far in. I'm gonna play Crisis Core after. I'm in such a Final Fantasy VII mode right now, so I'll play Crisis Core.
Play the
after.
Remake though. Play like
got it downloaded and everything and bought.
So. I want to ask you some questions. I don't want spoilers because, as we know, I haven't bought this yet. And again, it's not a desire thing.
I will only answer your questions. I will not talk about the ending outside of answering questions.
Okay. I will say, does it deviate big towards the back half, or does it stick more similar to the story than the remake did?
So
you don't have to tell me how. I'm just looking for does it deviate from the main narrative?
Two-part answer. Part one, yes and no. Part two answer, we are diving into Kingdom Hearts levels of what is going on.
Okay.
So
that's what I was thinking.
The ending is way more open than Remake's was as to what actually happened. So it's very what happened. I've had to go and watch theory videos. It's one of those things. Definitely setting it up for the finale.
Around what part of the story does it end? The one we suspected?
The Yes, the final part is right at the City of the Ancients, where Aerith.
That's what we
in the original. Yeah, that is. And I will say, and just overall, yeah, I gave this game a 10 out of 10. It is like better than 7 Remake in every way possible, and is now my second favorite Final Fantasy game by a mile.
Let me ask you this third question: is it worth playing it and putting Final Fantasy 16 on hold until I would beat it?
It is the. It depends where I say yes, depending on where you are in 16. If you've already beaten Bahamut, I'd say rip off the Band-Aid. You're decently far through it.
Again, I'm not hating it. It's just every time, like I used to play over lunch, but lunchtime's rolling around and I've just not been in the mood to play anything, to be honest. I haven't been playing. That's not true. I do have one thing I want to tell you in a little bit, and it is Final Fantasy related, but I've just not been in the mood, so I've just been stuck. But yes,
well,
I have beat Bahamut.
Seven's a lot more. Rebirth's a lot better for you because, yeah, I mean, Rebirth's just like 16, that when you go to play it half the time, you're going to be getting to these long cutscenes. You've got to dedicate it like an hour or two to it. But you could also just go play around Chadley.
Yeah, the
which
thing
the,
is,
the Chadley content is huge. I hate that guy, by the way. Oh my god, I've never seen a more aggravating person.
I hated him in the first one.
Oh god, he's so much worse now.
The cutscenes don't bother me.
It's just a time commitment you have to make.
It's not just that. It's just like, as a game, Final Fantasy VII, I found more interesting. Not that 16's not interesting. It just hasn't grabbed me the way that some of them do.
If it hasn't grabbed you yet, it's not going to. I hate to say that.
Here's the thing. I don't know how to say it's not. Try not to say this incorrectly. I am not enjoying it. I am enjoying it. Like, when I play it, I have a good time. But it's not like one of those things that I'm like, I have to play this. Like, I got to go play this. And, you know, most other Final Fantasies are like that. There's been a few, 15 and 6, the two that just haven't really grabbed me.
Well, maybe there's something with you and, well, no, because you usually are glued to new Endwalker expansions and stuff.
Yeah.
I was about to say, maybe it's just something to do with, like, the pressure of playing the new story when it's out. Like, you feel pressure to play it fast so you can talk about it, but you're used to taking the stuff slow. And see, I can imagine 16 is hard to digest if you're playing it at the pace you're playing it. I can imagine it's hard to digest that way.
It's dense, I think. It's dense.
But if you do it really quick, like I did, which most people, I had a summer off. It's easy for me to just sit there and give it a week. But most people can't do that.
How many hours about did it take you for Rebirth?
Oh my god, I didn't even kind of do everything, and I had in like 60 to 65 hours.
Wow, that's
it's a long game. It's a long game. Wow. And I'm still, and I can, honest to god, because you remember I was pretty on the fence about 7 Remake. I thought it was good but not like the best. I didn't think it was better than the original. I seriously think, I really didn't think the remake was the original one.
Hold on. Even just now, you just replayed the Midgar section. You still think that section is better than Remake?
Okay, that's a tricky question, right? I think
it's a direct comparison.
It's definitely hilarious to see how fast you're pushed through Midgar in the original section, in the original game.
Because I feel like Midgar lasts way too long in the original.
I made it my goal when I sat down to play it. I was like, I'm getting through Midgar in one sitting or I'll never touch the game again. I know I won't.
It's the worst part of the game.
It really is. It's just 7 Remake, just, you know, they hadn't perfected the 7 Rebirth, perfected the whole gameplay. The final bosses of Rebirth, I'm not kidding, I lost to the final boss on the first time because it was literally so epic that I've never done this in a video game in my life. It literally gave me so many chills that I woohooed and threw my controller across the room on accident and just started taking damage because it literally was so awesome that I went yes and threw my controller. Oh no. Then I was just getting walloped. But I think
Remake got held back too by just being Midgar. Because Midgar to me is not the most interesting setting of
it's like, yeah, the setting, the Midgar, you can't, the Remake is better than the original. But playing a 40-hour game all in Midgar, all with that setting, that's what holds that game back for me. It just gets boring. But No, Rebirth, I give it, you know, I gave 16 and 10 out of 10 impulsively. With the time to sit on it, I do think it's probably about a 9. I still think it's in the top 5 for me. I love it. But it's not. 9 and Rebirth are the only 10 out of 10s in my eyes.
Right, and now, I'm sitting at about a 7.5 with 16.
But that's great. That's still a good score.
Again, and that's what I'm trying to tell you, is I don't dislike it. That's not the reason I'm
very
not
and it. And 16 is one of those games that I wouldn't call you weird for not liking, like 6, because 16 is super divisive and different.
Yeah.
While
six
not
just sucks.
But 7 Rebirth, it's just like there's such a gap between it and my number 3 now. It's like I don't know how they recaptured the magic of a PS1 game in modern day. And never. The same, because it's like even going back and playing the original, it pales in comparison to Rebirth. And I said it. Like, sure. I got to Costa del Sol, and it's a 3-minute escapade in the original. And the remake,
nothing. It's
in
it's,
Rebirth,
go through it.
You're there for like 5 hours, it feels like. There's really? A boss fight there.
There was so much untapped potential in Costa del Sol. I thought that every time I played that game.
Yeah.
Isn't there like a house you can buy, but like nothing happens when you do?
Johnny's there. I think there's something you do with Johnny. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't
know. Hojo, you get their Hojo's there, and they do something with it in Rebirth, but in the original.
Well, Hojo's there in the original. He's just on the
Also, I do want to point something out. I said earlier, are you following dudes in black robes the entire time in Final Fantasy VII? And I remembered no. And I was right in what I was thinking. So.
It's not from the very beginning.
As soon as you leave Calm and the Rebirth, you see them everywhere. They're just lingering towards and you're following them the whole game. I've not seen a single one yet, and I am just got past Dine. And Lower Junon.
Yeah, I mean, they're near Nibelheim.
Nibelheim,
yeah.
Yeah,
they're
that's
all over
when they
that
started
place.
Popping up, yeah.
I thought they were like one or two before that. They're not very
I've not seen. You keep hearing about a man in a black robe, and instead of seeing these guys, you just assume it's Sephiroth, and you keep following him.
Yeah.
And it's also so funny to play the original.
You could find like one in like an inn somewhere, but maybe not.
It's funny to play the original and see how fast-paced the dialogue and story is compared to Rebirth. And there's definitely something to love about how fast it is. But man, it is awkwardly fast at times. It's like we don't even take a second to brush on things. And I felt like we just met these guys and then got thrown into got to go find the promised land.
That happens I think a lot of the early Final Fantasies would do that. Even up through 9, I feel like.
Well,
it
I feel like
a product of their time.
I feel like in 8, they really started to stop that. 7 does, and this is weird. But I've been thinking this the whole time. 7 doesn't feel like a PS1 game. 7 feels like a SNES game, the way it is.
Well, wasn't it the one that was supposed to be on that like joint system?
Yeah.
Or would have been.
Yeah. It feels like... Because
when it came out, there were still cartridge games. I mean, it was alongside the N64.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does have more of a...
The paintbrush people literally just look like 3D versions of the models from 6. They really do. They just look like 3D versions of sprites. So, I mean, it just feels like, and I play it, and you know what game I compare it to the most ever in terms of just aesthetic and feel? And you're going to call me weird for this, but next time you look at any gameplay, listen to the way the music is rendered, look at the way you look down at places, the way the areas are rendered, like inside houses. The game is the exact same as Mario RPG, the original one.
It's similar, actually.
And they released in the same year. They released in the same year, so it makes sense.
They were released in the same year?
Yeah.
Hold on.
I think so.
Hold on. So you're telling me Final Fantasy VII came out at the same time that they were still making Super Nintendo games?
Well, Mario RPG is a super late.
I know, but still. Verify that for me real quick.
Okay, so they are a year apart. I'm sorry.
Which one came out first?
Mario RPG came out in 1996. Final Fantasy VII came out in 1997.
I think Mario RPG looks better.
Than 7?
You want my opinion? Yeah, I do.
Yeah, well, I think every sprite game, this is a hotter take. I think almost every Super Nintendo game looks better than almost every PS1 game because early 3D graphics age a lot. Early 3D graphics age a lot worse than late-term sprite graphics.
Now, the stylized cartooniness does help Mario RPG, for sure.
Yeah.
But I do think Mario RPG, I just remember being blown away with how that game looked on a Super
Nintendo. Yeah, it looks great.
I did not realize they were that close.
Yeah, they're very close. They're not the same year, but they're very, very close.
And I know there's a meme. I mean, but it's crazy to watch what a year can do. And I know there's a meme about, you know, oh, you're the best looking guy here. And then you zoom in on Squall's face and it looks like, you know,
crap.
look at just the difference a year made between Final Fantasy VII and VIII. I mean, there's a graphical update there.
And then you look at 8 and 9.
Yeah, but then you look at 9 and 10, you know? So,
dude, I know. Well, 9 is right where I start to say that era of PS1 games is when 3D graphics really started to get impressive.
Yeah, the end.
And then PS2 on, they start looking. The PS2 version of 10 looks better than the HD remaster. I've been seeing a comparison thing float around. They did something weird to the face textures in the HD remaster.
I think they look fine.
I think they look better in the PS2 original.
And like, I played it on my PSP, so.
Oh, there's that.
I mean, that's when they still made, PS Vita. That's when they actually still made Vita versions of games. So I had the Vita version.
I was about to say, wait, PSP, that'd have been, isn't that old? Yeah.
Vita.
So Seven Rebirth, I can't wait to talk about it with you. I'll have done a replay by the time you play it, probably. I love it that much.
No, every time we talk, I get closer and closer to caving on buying this thing.
And I will give you one bit of advice about it. Do not play this game with the approach of forming a party of three and sticking with it. Especially, and this may be a little bit of a spoiler, but I wish someone had told me, do not go into the final battle with a party of three and stack all your materia on them, because you have to use everybody.
Oh,
you have to use, you know, but the good thing is that everybody's fun to play. And yes, Rebirth made Kate Sith unironically one of my favorite characters. The scene where he comes and saves the day at the Temple of the Ancients made me cry.
That was always a cool scene that was kind of underplayed in the original.
They underplayed Kate Sith in general in the original.
Well, Kate Sith kind of sucks in the original.
Dude, play the remake, man.
Talking about the original.
Yeah.
His limit break sucks, too.
I'm using Kate Sith in the original. I'm using him every battle.
I'm not a fan of slot limit breaks. I hate Setzer. I hate Kate Sith. I hate Selfie. I hate the slot limit breaks.
I don't know who to fill in on the third slot of my party in the OG right now, because I'm doing Cloud, Kate Sith, and I thought about either Sid or Vincent. I'm trying to use people I've never
done before.
That's what I'm trying to do. Because last time I used Red, and I was thinking, I've been using Yuffie as a placeholder.
Yuffie's actually really good.
I've been using Yuffie as a placeholder. But, you know, I wanted to do something, because I did Barret and Red. Yeah, right? Wouldn't that be a good idea? That's a really good idea. Dude, Rebirth made her. She is one of my favorite people that ever exist. She doesn't exist.
I mean, she was always great, but even in Remake, they started making her like top tier characters, not just top tier Final Fantasy characters, I feel like.
And I don't know if they pushed the date back, but I said I got Aerith on the date. I hadn't had the date yet. The date comes in at the end of the game in Rebirth, right before you go to the... That's where the date comes in.
Cold saucer?
You go back for something. You have to do something random.
They change that.
You got to go, and they have to give an excuse for you to fight Rufus Shenral, which made me want to throw my controller through the window. He sucks so bad. But you get the date before that. I did end up getting Aerith, and I am glad I did. Now,
story's just better if you get Aerith. I think
they romantically, and this is another hot take. This game's changed my mind. They made it a lot more obvious that she does like Cloud. And she does specifically say, it's not just because you remind me of Zach. They make them a lot more romantic. So they are definitely catering to both people.
I still think do they not lean into the Tifa thing at all?
They lean into both to feed into both of the ravenous, mouth-watering weirdos. But sure. I will say, I got Aerith. I kind of wanted Tifa until I saw the date. And I was like, I'm actually really happy I had Aerith.
Yeah.
And then she sings that song they sang at the Game Awards, and it made me cry.
Oh. I'm going to have to buy some. Hey, can you Venmo me like $80?
Dude, I had negative $25 this morning. I cannot.
I mean,
please. He's like, I mean, please. Okay.
Look, our parents will still give you money. Tell them you need money for something and then send it to me. They won't give me anything
anymore. At this point, I'm willing to go through it just so you'll start this game. But, dude, I am... Ah! Oh, my God. There is a bug on my shoulder. Oh, that scared me to death. No one, I thought I felt something hit my head. It's one of those little weird bugs that invade houses all the time. But,
snake bugs.
Yeah, they suck.
Yeah,
yeah, dude, this is, I didn't expect to love it as much as I did. And it's just because it recaptured, you walk out of Calm into the open world, and it recaptured that magic. I have not felt like that playing a game since I played 9 for the first time. And I'm not kidding. It's just re-exploring everything. And
I did feel that when I booted up the remake of Mario RPG.
It's so good. The music is perfect. The cool thing with the music is that every region, so the open worlds are split into regions. You've got the grasslands, and then you moved on to the Junon region, then the, you know, you got Gongaga region, which is my least favorite. It's just horrible to traverse. But
I remember not really liking Gongaga in the first one.
Yeah, but you get they do a special arrangement of that for every place. So when you're in when you're in Cosmo Canyon, it's like a little country thing. And you're in the grasslands, it's the normal one. And then every single battle music changes that over to a battle version of the overworld theme instead of the every time. It's a battle version of that, and it's so cool to get into like the fast banjos. For some reason, Cosmo Canyon region is all hillbilly. But
yeah, I don't know. Bugenhagen looks like he could be a hillbilly.
And I don't know I don't know how else to say it, but I still remember how I felt when they first started playing the Cosmo Canyon theme in Cosmo Canyon. Dude, oh my God, it's such a good game.
When's the third one due out?
I don't know, but
I don't think they've announced.
I think someone had a really good theory that's going to be called Return. Final Fantasy VII Return. I mean,
it's going to be re-something.
Yeah, Return or Reunion.
Reunion would be a good one.
Because they called Crisis Core Reunion. They already used Reunion. It's the only thing reason I don't think they would do it.
Did.
So Return, Reunion,
Reunionist.
Reunion. Watch them just not do anything with that and just be like Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Or no, Final Fantasy Rebirth again. Final Fantasy VII
Rebirth.
Oh no.
No. Rebirth remake.
Oh, just the same game again, just remaking it, the same section. Heck, I would play it. I would play it. But no, I could gawk about it all day. I loved it. And it has done something to me because it made me like, you know, I played it and I was like, it made me recapture these feelings I felt when I first played 9 of just like discovering something I truly loved. And that's what spiraled into me doing the not so ethical thing of playing through all the Final Fantasy games on my computer. Don't ask how I did that, but it makes me want to do nothing but play Final Fantasy. So wow. Like 14's being redownloaded. I'm playing through
the viewer.
I know
a little bit.
It's like all I want to do. It's like, oh my gosh, man! I literally loved it so much. I bawled like a baby when I beat it. The ending was so good. And I didn't realize how good, I don't know if the original does this, but the chemistry between the cast of characters you have, especially in this game where Yuffie's not optional, is so, yeah. And I also want to go
is
ahead
Henson
and get you
optional?
No one's optional, but okay. I want to get you used to this. You do not get to use Cid or Vincent, but they join you.
So
it's the same thing as Red 13. And I think it's kind of dumb. I think they join early enough to let you do that, but they're just there.
So I hated not being able to play as Red 13, but didn't you technically have like 4 members at one point because of that? that last area. So that was kind of cool.
That was kind of cool. But
to be honest, I only play as Cloud in the remake anyway. So,
oh, dude, I was switching. I mostly played as Cloud, but I would switch if it got a little too chaotic because it's like the AI freaks out when you switch. They will not switch over to your player target for like 10 seconds. Oh, it takes them a minute to adjust. So my favorite group, dude, my main group was always Barrett and Cait Sith. And if I couldn't use Cait Sith, because they take Cait Sith away from you for a little while after the whole betrayal thing.
He dies. Technically.
Well, yeah.
That body is destroyed.
Yeah.
Unless it's that changed.
And then I would switch him out for Yuffie, who plays just... I probably should have used Yuffie instead of Cait Sith the whole time. She's better. Yuffie's but and she's so fun to play. But I just love... I love Cait, the way he talks. Just a little Scottish guy talking, or the little Irish guy talking in the middle of battle. Sure. Like, God, he's so... I love the heck out of the little dapper man.
So you're really giving this a 10 then, huh?
I am. It's perfect.
Wow. You don't hand those out as easy as I do.
No, dude, this is one of like three games I've ever given a 10, and I've taken away 16's 10. That's how I am with 10s.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're stingy with your 10s.
I am. I've given three games a 10. Final Fantasy IX, Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and Persona 5 Royal. That's it.
Wow.
Love it.
Speaking of games, I'm going to transition you here, though, because speaking of games that I give a 10 to, I'm playing some Final Fantasy 14.
Good, so, man.
I do give Final Fantasy 14 a 10. I think
I feel like it's very close for me. I think it's close. That one's close for me.
I think it's their masterpiece. I really do.
See, I think they were on something when they made the PS1 games. Those are the strongest three games I've ever consistently.
I agree, they were on something. I just think 14 embodies. It's not really fair because it takes things from so many different games. Like it embodies the series. Like it is the game that represents the entire series for me.
No.
Anyway, Dontrell. You know the pre-orders for that. They're out now. Officially going live. What, July 2nd? I think so. This summer.
Can't wait.
If you pre-order, you get the bonuses now. So you get your little Zidane or Zidon.
Dissidia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I'm trying not to spend money on anything that's not Lorcana.
I hear that, dude. I am so upset because my card shop just released a tweet that they got like 20 boxes in for OPO5. And I'm like, no, I don't need it. No.
Yeah. We went into play last Sunday and the guy's like, do you want any more boxes of Inklands? And we're like, no, we don't really need a box. He's like, okay, well, you know, with the new set coming out, I'm just trying to move them. So I'm going to mark it down. And we're like,
so now you're thinking about getting a box.
Oh, we already did. We were both sitting there and we're like, how much? And we had a number in our head and he said that number and we're like,
yeah, dang. I hate card games, man. Then, yeah.
But we bought a box, we opened it and we played some sealed. And we got to keep all the cards, you know, because we bought the box and got a card I was looking for out of the box. Got a couple good cards. So it was, you know, whatever. But yes, it's because of crap like that that I still haven't pre-ordered this game. But I am prioritizing that hobby because I do it with my wife and it's something that we do together. I enjoy doing that. Whereas this is something I would do by myself down here.
You know what would be awesome? Is going to the store.
If I had enough money to do all of this.
No, I was going to the store and buying a Final Fantasy trading card game box, but
those don't exist. I actually, in my store, was talking to somebody about the TCG, but they couldn't find it anywhere either because they were in there looking for it. Anyway, I was playing it earlier today, so I'm back in there. Of course, doing my island. I fell a little behind. I'm almost to the max level of my island, 18. I think it's 20. So I'm like, get it, I'm almost there. I have over a million MGP again, so I'm going. There's a 4 million MGP mount at the Gold Saucer now, so I'm working on that. And I started leveling something. I'm gonna make you guess. What do you think? I started leveling a job because I wanted to actually play the game instead of just doing Gold Saucer stuff, but I didn't want to like dive back into the story. I wasn't really wanting to focus. I just kind of want to mindlessly level or run some dungeons that are easier. So I was like picking low level stuff. Take a guess.
Blue Mage.
No, actually, because I looked at it and was like, no, I have to look up too much stuff for Blue
Machinist.
Mage. Machinist. You know
what I mean?
Nope.
Is it an OG job or one that doesn't start at?
It started at one.
Okay. Rogue.
No,
I was about to say that would be really off the wall. I thought you started all the caster things. Is it melee?
It is, actually.
Is it a paladin?
Nope.
Is it a warrior?
Nope. You get one more guess.
You already did dragoon.
Yep.
Monk?
I started leveling a monk. I don't know why.
They're cool, dude.
But they're fun.
Grease locked
in.
They're fun.
It's not very high. I'm like 15.
But yeah, they're fun. They're fun as heck. I got one at, I don't remember what level mine is, but it's over 50.
But I'm not a melee guy. So I was looking, and I was like, okay, well, my lowest caster is a 20-something Arcanist, right? So I loaded in that, and it already had the job bar and everything. I'm like, oh, God, I don't remember what all this crap does. So then I started looking at things I didn't have, and I saw Rogue, and I'm like, I don't really want to do Rogue.
Samurai seems kind of...
Well, see, I remember you saying that. I remember you saying that because it was Rogue into Ninja, and I remember you saying it was crazy.
I can't, with the breaks I take from this game, I could never main Ninja. Yeah. Oh, my God.
And so then I was like, okay, well, what about Samurai? Those don't start at one, do they?
50.
50, yeah. But then I was like, my brain just like, my eyes dotted up to the pugilist, and I was like, like monks. I love monks in D&D. Let's give that a try. So
they're fun.
That's been fun. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, I'll tell you what. I am excited to start up my Viper.
I'm actually looking forward to trying out this Pictomancer.
Me too. I'm going to be playing both like crazy.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting. I do, you know, we're still talking about casual rating. So, like,
please,
I really think if you listen to the show, let us know.
I think that it would keep me in this game for a long time too, because I really don't have any more in me for retail WoW rating. I don't. Yeah. I have it in me for classic rating because it's
even
so
with the new 3 coming out,
dude. I don't know, because it's just gonna be the same crap.
Well,
it's like, it's going to be a new skin, cool new story, but you're going to be doing the same stuff. I'm just sick of it.
That was kind of where I was, too.
God, I'm just sick of it, man. And, you know, if I'm going to do a, like, modern MMO raid grind, I want to do it where, like, the Final Fantasy stuff is. Classic WoW, I'll always raid in because it's so easy that you just kind of show up and do it. You could do it not sober half the time and parse, top parse, so it's like, whatever. Literally half the rotations are 2 buttons, so it's like, heck yeah, cool.
Oh yeah.
But
wasn't it Paladin that you just, your whole job was just buffing people? Cycle
in buffing. In classic, yeah. And you had like no instant cast. It was all auto attack. Now granted, not a lot of people take Paladins, but it, like, sure. Mage is the top DPS in Clatvin LOL. Their rotation is spamming Frostbolt. That's it. That's literally it. So
wrong game.
I know.
Hold up. The standard edition for this is only $40.
I ain't buying no standard. I'm saving up and buying that Zanane.
Yeah, I'm buying the which one? The collector's edition with the actual statue?
God, no. That one's too expensive.
Yeah, I'm buying the one that I think I'll get the digital collector's. Yeah, that's 60. Yeah.
Dude, I want my little lined up Zanane.
Well, that's just the pre-order bonus. You get that no matter what you buy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
You don't even listen to this show when we talk. But for the collector's edition, you get the mount and the dagger. And by dagger, I mean Princess Garnet Jill Alexandros, not an actual.
I'm thinking about giving my character a makeover too for Dawn Trail, because you know the MC had a makeover.
You always do this.
No, I haven't given him a makeover since I took him back to a here.
Yeah. Okay. I haven't given him a makeover since the last time I gave him a makeover, is what you just said.
Yeah, that's been like beginning of Shadowbringers.
Still, you know how many times I've used a Fantasia? None.
Well, to be fair, I've never
redesigned my character since high school when he first came into being in Final Fantasy XI. The only change I've made is he grew a goatee.
I've never used a Fantasia of a willing mind.
Well, you did.
I did to fix my problem. Yeah, but
that's not true, because I'll
get over waking up as a Lalafell and being like, "What happened?"
Well, hold on, no, because you were.
Oh,
here,
I did do Makote. I forgot about Makote,
and then you turned yourself into a Lalafell, Then did you go back to a here after that?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm gonna stay
a here. I just want to give a little bit of a hair makeover because, you know, the character Meteor grew out his hair and got a ponytail. He's going a little different. My guy went through a phase. He dyed his hair white. So I think I'm about taking him back to a little bit more of a normal look without making him look like a Chad again.
Sure. Yeah, your first one. Don't do that.
He was just in college.
Meteor dude gets cooler every expansion.
He sure does.
He really
and I
does.
Just want to give my guy a little bit more of a relaxed, like, normal look instead also, of like a ninja from a far, far land.
This is going to be super jank, but I'm just going to move this over in front of you. So if they're watching on the, if anybody's watching, they can actually see it. I love this picture. You can't see it. I'm not sharing, but it'll be on the video. But it's just a meteor standing in front of like a ancient temple or something with some birds flying by. By birds, I mean like big
birds flying by. You know how I feel.
I want this. I want this as my background.
Dude, yeah, I'm excited for Dontrell. Like, I was excited for Endwalker, more so, obviously, but I am still excited for Dontrell like crazy. I'm more excited for the classes in Dontrell than I was Endwalker, for sure. I was excited for Reaper, but I'm getting a Zidane class, dude. Oh my gosh.
I don't know which one I'm more excited about, to be honest. Endwalker was, you know, of course, the end, but I'm really excited about where this is going now. Like the start of something. I feel like I'm getting in on the ground floor.
Yeah, again. Like we missed out.
The first time I got on the ground floor, I mean, I pre-ordered the original. It just sucked. I got in on the ground floor and then got out. I just wish I kept that account because I don't have the legacy thing because I had to make a new account when I came back. So that's that's the only regret.
That sucks. I mean, we talked about playing. You remember how we talked about playing this game since Heavensward got announced? You remember that?
Yeah.
We were talking about trying it, but we were just, I was too young and couldn't really afford another sub.
What did we come in during? Stormblood? End of Heavensward? Early Stormblood? We decided to do it after.
I feel like it was about mid Stormblood.
We started to do it. At Distant Worlds. That's when
because we were very upset that they said how many 14 players we got, and everyone cheered, and we were like, oh, I kind of wish that could cheer.
I don't regret it at all. It's the best decision I ever made.
No, I don't really regret it either. I love that game. Yeah, I give it crap all the time, but I give every game I love crap, except for 9 and 7 Rebirth, apparently. I love those games a lot too much to give them crap. But even with 9, you know, I'll shake my fist at that stupid Sid minigame they make you do. Oh my God, dude. Fort Condor in the Rebirth is awesome.
So they had a Fort Condor minigame in Intergrade.
Did they?
I actually enjoyed that. I don't know if it's the same or not.
I don't either.
But I did enjoy that.
It's optional. Like, it isn't OG. I skipped it in OG. I didn't feel like doing it. But
isn't there like a really quick, cheap way to just win it?
Maybe.
In the OG? Can't you just like go out and fight them?
Maybe. But yeah, dude, it's so, it needs its own game. Like, it's fun. So does Queen's Blood. Queen's Blood is awesome.
I've heard Queen's Blood, but I don't know what that means.
It's just their card game. They have a new card game, and I like it. Is it better than Triple Triad? It's not better than Triple Triad with the Balam Garden rules. That's the best card game Final Fantasy's ever had.
As long as it's Balam Garden rules.
As soon as they start adding rules, that quickly becomes a pretty bad game.
Look, here's the thing. You say that. I still have to say it is the most impressive thing I've ever seen. The fact that they developed not only a mini game inside of Final Fantasy VIII, but regional rules that can like dynamically spread with how you play.
They didn't even do that in Rebirth. Queen's Blood plays the same everywhere.
The 90s.
But I really love, I mean, there's a whole mandatory, like, you know, when you get on that boat to go to Costa del Sol, there's a whole Queen's Blood tournament. Yeah. Like, dude, that added easily hours.
That's cool.
That's just stuff like that. I think is good additions just to pad out. It doesn't feel like padding out the game because they added a fun little mini game in there. And it's like not the first time they did 8 ever make you play Triple Triad? I don't remember.
I think there's a part where you have to play a game or two. I don't remember why. Yeah, I don't know if you have to. I mean, you get to the part in Balam Garden where there's like that little tournament or whatever going on, or there's like that's when you kind of start the looking for the king, the jack, the queen, the king. I don't know if you have to play any though,
because I know they make you do the tournament 9, and that's what reminded me of that is like, because I didn't want to play Queen's Blood. I was like, cool, I'll come back when I play the game again in a few years. I don't really care right now. Then they made me play it, and I remember stopping right there, like, I sort of got to hate it when they make me do stuff like this. And I was like, next day I'm going to make my, actually, I think I waited like 3 days. That's how little I wanted to do it. I hadn't even learned the game. And then I did it. And I was like, I need to work on myself of just like giving things a try. Cause I did the first match. It's like, oh, this is pretty fun. I just didn't feel like learning it. I just didn't feel like learning it. But man, it was, I was like, oh, so then I went back and did some of the Queen's Blood side quests. And I was like, cool. Pretty fun.
Get this game. There's just so many things. Too many things.
Well,
to buy.
I will say this one's worth dropping everything for.
I know, but I still have to be able to like afford clothes and food for the kid.
You already have clothes. Oh, she already has clothes.
Now, because we just had to buy her more clothes. Believe it or not, she keeps growing.
What's up with that? She just keeps growing. Tell her to stop that.
Well, she won't listen to me.
Ah, dude. That's parenting
issue. Rolls her eyes. Rolls her eyes.
You got a funny daughter.
I do.
You got a good little girl. But I love it. I can't say anything more about it. I mean, I'll probably gawk about it for a few weeks until you get into it, and then
you'll move on. Never want to talk about it again.
Hopefully not. I don't feel like that's going to happen. Like 16, I still love talking about it and your experiences going through it. I'm still very much fresh on 16.
I will try to have at least played 16 again by the time we talk next.
Well, you've beaten Bahamut, so you only have 2 Ifrit fights left, and the other one's the final boss.
I'll be honest. The one reason I haven't played it is because the last time I did, I'm at that place where I'm trying to get through the gate, and I had to start running a bunch of errands and like tracking down some bandits and then getting people on my side because I needed a pass to get through the gate. And then I finally did that, and it's like, hey, here's 4 side quests. And I'm like, oh,
stop doing all the side quests. Just get through the game.
But they're there.
I know. I did all the side quests, and part of me wishes because in Rebirth, I was like, I started doing them all. I was like, I don't want to do that. I want to do the story. So I didn't even kind of do. I did enough to keep myself decently leveled, but I didn't even kind of think about it.
I just don't replay games that often. So if I don't do them, I just probably will never get them. And
yeah.
I do care about trophies.
Well, you can always go back after you beat it to get the trophy.
Are there anything that gets locked out?
Don't think so. Because it does one of those things where it locks you in the save file right before you go to the final boss.
Oh, that's always a good idea.
Yeah. I think every Final Fantasy game does that.
Speaking of trophies, I am 1 trophy away from platinuming Disney Dreamlight Valley.
That's impressive. Those games typically take forever.
I'm almost at 300 hours.
Dang, dude.
I think I'm at 295.
You love that game.
I love that game.
You love the heck out of that game.
I really love that game.
I don't remember.
It's an easy multitask game. I can play that while I'm doing other things. I can't do that with Final Fantasy.
See, I've not been in the mood for, like, you know, when I'm at my computer, I'm playing One Piece Card Simulator every time. But like when I'm playing games now, it's, you know, I'm playing 7 right now. I'm playing 7, like Rebirth. I'm just sitting there playing it and focusing, and I'm proud of myself because I was getting to where I couldn't play a video game without something on my other monitor. Like,
so riddled
with ADHD that I was dying.
Yeah.
So
I can only do that if I have like Dreamlight Valley, which is something that I don't need like all my brain power for.
Yeah.
Diablo 4, but I haven't played that in a little bit.
Oh, yeah. With MMOs, I feel like that's why I don't really want to play it on my, with MMOs, I feel like I need another monitor thing. That's why they're hard to stream for me. because it's hard for me to just play an MMO with no sound.
And 14's too story driven. So when I do the story, I'm like, I need to focus. But
the story is always fun to do on PS5 the first time. Always.
Of course.
And it made me so mad when I put off Endwalker Forever and then beat it in like a weekend.
Yeah.
I'm still not more impressive than me beating Stormblood in like a day or two.
Yeah, that was annoying.
Dude, that was awesome.
So annoying.
I don't know why I zoomed through Stormblood. I just played the snot out of it.
You did.
I still remember that one place. What was that one zone called where the war was happening, where you first met Hein? That like open field place.
Yeah.
I don't remember. But I still remember that place. And I never had more fun than when I played. Actually, I think Endwalker probably topped Heavensward by this point.
Dude, this is kind of on topic. I'm on the Final Fantasy 14 as a fan kit, where they have a bunch of their you can get ringtones and all sorts of stuff. They have a Streamlabs stream pack for Final Fantasy 14.
Oh, that's
just has
cool.
Like some stuff put together. And they have a Final Fantasy 10 fan kit. Well, no, hold on. It says X fan kit, so oh, never mind. X is apparently Twitter in this instance. So it's like avatars and stuff. Well, that's dumb. Don't rebrand it everything to X. It's confusing. It's confusing.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Anyway. Well, I don't really have anything else to say. That's been my Final Fantasy journey here the last little bit. I am still playing 14. That's still my main game. But yeah, I promise to play 16. And then one of these days I will pick 6 back up, I assume.
Dude, I still can't believe your 6 thing. It's so funny.
I just can't get it, man. I don't understand why everyone loves this game so much.
It's so good.
It's just not.
It's
I'm so bored.
Good, dude. The characters are awesome. The story is great.
There's too many characters. I don't give a
there's
crap
not
about
too,
half of them.
There's not too many characters that you have to care about, though. You're not supposed to care about Umaru. He's just there to go, wow, and then smack things.
Don't make me play him.
But he's so funny. And you're not supposed to care about Mog, even though just looking at him, you're like, I love you, little guy. You're not supposed to care about Gogo. He don't even speak. I'm pretty sure he dies.
Boilers.
I think it's a joke too when it happens. It's like the game is so ridiculous. It's like, oh, he died. Next person's finale. You're like, what?
Wow. Anyway, yeah. Man, where can we find you?
I'm streaming a lot at Soloist TV on Twitch, Soloist TCG on YouTube, Soloist on YouTube, and yeah, that's pretty much what I'm doing right now.
Cool. I'm streaming a lot for me, I feel like, but it's been fun. So I'm Wolfgang's TTRPG because I do mainly tabletop stuff, the occasional card game like Magic. I do Magic Arena from time to time. I am going to be, so they're having this big, one of their first official Lorcana tournaments in Chicago, and we're doing everything we can to get our tickets when they go on sale. So if we can, I am going to be starting to do weekly streams for that as I practice for the tournament.
Are you going to do the Lorcana simulator thing?
Yeah, that's what I'll be doing.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Pixel
that's
one.
Smart. I don't know. I'm grateful for my One Piece simulator for getting me ready for my... I've been getting ready for my Atlanta tournament for months.
Yeah, the first
and then I switched decks, so that kind of defeats it.
The first official Lorcana one is down in Atlanta, but I don't like Atlanta, so I lived there for a year, and that was enough. I do like Chicago, though.
Atlanta's so great, man. You have the airport. You have
the airport on the south end of the city that is an hour away from anything.
The airport. You have the airport.
Yeah. So, from my perspective, I lived above the Loop. And then I had to go to the airport a lot. And every time I knew I would land after a long day of traveling and still had 45 minutes to drive to my house. So that was not my favorite. And yes, that was just where I lived, but that's where I worked too. So anyway, yeah. Atlanta's just very sprawling. It's a very big city and it's very sprawling. And I feel like it's not as easy to get around.
Yeah. I mean, Chicago, I don't know anything about Atlanta.
All the commuter train.
Chicago's so fun.
I really like Chicago.
I want to go back to Chicago for the distant worlds.
Well, next time it's in town, I'll let you know.
I love it.
But yeah, so if you're interested in tabletop stuff, I've got two campaigns going on right now. Monday nights at 9:30, I do the Final Fantasy D&D campaign. So that one's going into episode 56. But you can jump in, whatever. And I've got Dragonbane, which is a new system that, relatively new system that's come out recently. And we're doing that on Thursday nights. And then every other Tuesday, I'm a regular cast member on Omega Ohm's Walking Dead. I had to miss this week, but otherwise, I'm still the longest survived character over there. So you need to silence your cell phone now.
You can blame our sister. I don't know why she's spamming me right now.
Tell her to STFU. Yeah. That's right. I said it. Anyway, yeah, if you want any of that information, wolfkins.com. I got a website. Try to keep my schedule up there. You can find my most recent episodes. And then I'll try to put these episodes on there as well, the ones that we record. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any Final Fantasies?
Is that really sticking?
I was trying to say it casually to see if you would just go with it.
Nope, none for me. I will be trying my best to talk myself out of dropping the money before I have to. When's Father's Day?
Dude, I don't even know.
That's not until like June.
I know our mother's birthday is coming up, and I had that realization today, and I was like,
our mother's birthday is not going to get me Final Fantasy Rebirth, okay? I'm looking for how I can get a present.
You said Father's Day, and then I thought of our dad, and then you said, get me a present, and I thought, why would you get a present on Father's Day? And I was like, oh, because he's a father.
That's the closest one. My birthday's too far away.
Yeah,
I can't wait that long. So we'll see how it goes. Anyway, man, it's great talking to you. I know we both have long days tomorrow, so I think we're going to wrap this up. Although we're closing it on an hour anyway, so it wasn't really a short one.
Nah, well, it happens. I knew it would. I knew this one wouldn't be short. I just did a lot of Final Fantasy VII, and I was like, I got too much. I got too much to talk about, and I love
like our sister. You just need the STFU.
I know, right? Well, I'm like little Kate Sith, buddy. I can't control me talking. A fortune for you?
Oh, you sound like
you got it. You got to look up best of Kate Sith and not watch it because there'll be spoilers. But
fair enough.
He's so good. He's a good little boy.
I will do that. All right, man. Well, if there's nothing else, then let's sign off this one, and we'll see you all next week.
Peace out. Up scouts.